Hello, my name is Khadija. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am, I'm not. I just found this number and it says for general COVID-19 questions and I can't find the answer anymore. Do you know who's handling the count of vaccines in the state
Let
of
me see.
Alabama? Are you in Alabama or are you just a call center?
We're in Alabama.
Okay. I just have a, like it says, general COVID-19 question. Who's handling the counting of the vaccine? And I have a reason I'm asking.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay, thank you, hon.
Okay, thank you for holding.
Thank you.
Now, the counting of the vaccines, you can view that information online, and I can provide you with the
Okay, I
website.
have on. Let me explain it to you. I know how many the state of Alabama and all has given. I have a general question as to is the Department of Vet I'm a veteran. I'm 55. And I could have got, I'm due for my second one the 13th of March. And I feel blessed, you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm not 65 and I'm not an essential worker or nothing. And Birmingham would have gave me one a month earlier if I would have drove 72 miles to Birmingham at the Birmingham VA. But I'm wondering if the numbers that are included within the state or within my county has counted me and my husband as being vaccinated.
Yes. Did you receive your vaccine in Alabama?
I received it through the Department of Veterans Affairs. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So if you received it in
Through the
Alabama,
federal program.
yes, that information
I
is
don't know if
counted
that's
as
an
well.
accurate count, you know, because of HIPAA laws, you know, VA can't release our information. I know they're studying us, you know, as far as side effects and stuff like that, because we are centralized, you know, throughout the 50 states and the 8 territories, and even we have a VA in Mexico. But I was just wondering, I know we're not counted in your allocations or anything, you know, against the state of Alabama. But I know there's 40,000 people who go to my clinic in Huntsville. And I was just wondering, because I got it in Huntsville, is that counting towards Madison County or Morgan County, the county I live in?
Now, how they
I
count.
think it's a big mess. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's a big mess. I haven't found that table yet either. And that location map will not load on that dashboard. It's crazy. But now I have a phone number for my aunt to call. She's on oxygen, by the way. She's been stuck in her house. And so hopefully, you know, because I can't find where to sign her up for a vaccine.
Yeah, so what you can do is call the
Thanks for
COVID
the
hotline and they can pre-register her with an appointment for the
service.
vaccine.
And this is not the COVID hotline.
Yes, it is, but we don't pre-register for the vaccine appointments. You will have to call a different phone number.
Okay, and is that the 855-566-5333 number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call them first for her before I give her the number because I don't want her to be disappointed, you know. She's
you
been
must.
Out in the health department for a month every day. You know what I'm saying? I told her, I said, how about we just go to the health department, you know, and she's like, well, I'll just wait, you know, till my doctor gets it, but I don't want her to have wait, you know.
She's yes, ma'am.
She's 73, you know, and a lot of pre-existing. She's on a ventilator for 3 months already years ago when she went respiratory stress but after a surgery, and it did damage her lungs a lot. But I'll call that number and make sure that's the right number for her because, you know, this website stuff is crazy.
But yes, ma'am. Well, I hope we have been able to help. If you need me, I'm sorry.
I found one where you could scroll over little hearts and find stuff, you know, on the map. There's little hearts on a map. But I can't find that table, and the table I found is incomplete, you know. But I didn't
now, what website?
I found one day, you know what I'm saying? I didn't bookmark it. But
what website are you on?
I'm right now on the Alabama Department of Health. But now, like, if I go to your Facebook page and I try to go to, okay, Dashboard Hub. We'll try that one. Okay. It says Dashboard, and it pops up vaccine distribution, and then I can punch on vaccine clinics. Okay? And, this is Alabama Department of Health's drive-through and walk-in clinics. It will not load. You know, it just gives three blue bars that just keep blinking across. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
It happened day before yesterday, too. All right, so then I can go and try the table, okay? And the table that it's pulling up is incomplete. You know, the one that says all vaccine providers, appointment only clinics, drive through walk in clinics, case data. This is the dph1.adph.state.alabama.us. And that one is only showing our hospital, you know, in our county, because you can change it to where it puts the counties in alphabetical order. Because without that, good luck, you know, because it's crazy. But if you go to page, I guess it's like 15. Yeah, it just says Decatur Morgan Hospital, you know. But I ran across one that was more complete than this one the other day, but I didn't bookmark it. You know what I'm saying? And I can't remember how I got there.
But, yes, now, I'm trying to find you a different website. You see?
Because I didn't see that more complete table, you know what I'm saying, which had Payless Pharmacy, it had Walmart and Hartsell. You know, it had like five different locations in Morgan County.
Let me see.
That I could have tried for her. But since they were coming out with a J&J, which actually I wouldn't recommend for her because they didn't have a good immune response at her age. I mean, it's good enough for severe disease and to keep her out, you know, from dying, but you understand what I mean. That, well,
yes, ma'am.
What, 9 hours of the FDA thing on YouTube. No, it was like 9 hours, but I mean, it's good enough for severe disease, you know, to keep you out of the hospital and keep you from dying.
Yes.
But those two are just for her age group only, though, with pre-existing. Not for her age group, period. You know what I'm saying? It's for her age group with comorbidities. They did not get a good immune reaction from the J&J. But everybody else did. You know, it's a great vaccine. All I gotta say, but I'd say the two dose, you know. But now J&J is testing a two dose vaccine now. That may come along later. You know, they may change their mind and change it to two.
Yeah, so I was able to pull up the website where you can search for locations.
Tap it in.
Now, okay. You will go to the alabamapublichealth.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And once you go to that website, you will see COVID vaccine vaccination.
All right, let me go to that.
It should say COVID-19 on the list of options on the left side, yes.
COVID-19 vaccination, okay.
So when you click on that, you will scroll down to where it says get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. Oh, wait a minute. Get vaccinated. Oh, the heading of get vaccinated.
Yes,
okay,
you see it. I'm
it.
Sorry.
And
okay, so.
Our online portal, that one?
No, okay. You would click on Vaccine Clinic Dashboard.
Vaccine Clinic Dashboard. Okay.
Scroll down to the fourth tab.
Okay. About dashboard? Is that the word you're talking about? No?
No, it would say under get vaccinated, you see the little dots on the side. Scroll down to the fourth dot.
No, ma'am. Now, when I clicked and went to, at the top of my page, it says alpublichealth.mass.arcgis.com app. Whatever, da 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 da. You know, all the blah 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 blah, blah things after it. See, it will not load. It's still trying to load.
Okay, so I'm not sure why it's taking a while to load. Now, you can call the COVID hotline and they can go ahead and pre-register you with your vaccine appointment.
Okay, that's what I'm probably going to have her do, because when I go to alcovidvaccine.gov, you know, you
yes,
have
ma'am.
That one too?
Yes.
COVIDvaccine.gov. When you push the Alabama Department of Health drive-through and walk-in locations, it takes me to the same dashboard, the maps dot whatever I was just on that the other one took me to, and
yes.
It won't load. But now there's one that I did bookmark off of the page that took me to, let's see if that was it. Anyway, it takes me to the map with the little hearts on it, you know, that you can zoom out and see my county, and I can click on that. And if you get one of them little hearts to pull up in the county, you can go, you know, 1 through 5 places in my county that's given the vaccine. Now, that one works, but it looks like a map.
Okay.
If that makes any sense, it is on a map. And I bookmarked that one. Let me find it in the bookmarks. Just a second. Okay, what's this one? This one comes up totally different, but it's alabamapublichealth.maps.arcigis.com. Now, when it comes up, and you push on the bottom for vaccine providers, it shows you a map with little hearts on it. If that makes any sense. Because, see, you had me on the like you said, the vaccine clinic. All right, and that's alabamapublichealth.map.arcigs.com. But see, they show two different things.
Okay, let me see.
arcigs.com. Yeah, apps, ops, dashboard, index. Let's see what this one says. No, this one says apps, map series, index. You know, after the .com and the backslash?
Yes.
Now, this is on a map. Don't ask me how I got there. I don't know. But you can push on those hearts, and that works. I guess they're hearts. I don't know. They're just little red dots on the map. That one works, but the other one will not work. And let's see, I tried like a week, 2 weeks ago, and I tried it like 2 days ago, and it never loads. It's still trying to load, by the way. I have that tab open.
Okay, so...
Load. But I can give you what follows the backslash, you know, after the .com, of the one that does work, you know, that has the hearts on the map.
Yes.
But I just click till I can get this map.
Yes, ma'am. So the system online, it may be down at the moment.
It's always down then. But this one's never down. You know, this one with the hearts on the map. Do you see the one I'm talking about? Can you get to it?
What's the website, ma'am?
It's the same website. That's what I don't get. It's alpublichealth.map.arcgis.com/apps/map series. But now the other one that has the /apps/OPS dashboard, that's the one that never loads. That make any sense at all? They're the same website, alpublichealth.map.
Yes, ma'am. So
yes.com, but after the backslash is different. You know, the stuff that's not real dark letter in the, I guess it'd be the gray letters after the backslash after .com.
Yes, ma'am. So I was trying to pull up the website as well. It's not coming up.
Mhm. But now, if you'll type in, gosh, I wish I could send you this link, because it's secure. I mean, it says secure. It's got the little green thing up there, and it's something I've looked at several times. It's alpublichealth.map.arcgis.com/app/ capital M, map, M-A-P, no spaces, capital S, and series. You know, map, series, maps capitalized, and series is capitalized with no spaces in between. I don't know if you'd need /index.html, question mark, you know. And it has an app ID thing there. Can you see this one?
Yes, I'm pulling it up, but it's not allowing me to click on the option to view the map.
Oh, it's not?
No, ma'am. And let me just confirm the website. You said alpublichealth.maps.arcgis.com.
GIS.com.
Oh, GIS. I'm sorry.
GIS.com. /apps/map series. Map capitalized and series, S-E-R-I-E-S, is capitalized. Now that one's working.
Yes, it is. I pulled it up. It's working.
You see what I'm talking about? They're two
different things.
But that one, that alabamapublichealth.maps.arcgis.com app ops dashboard, you know, /apps/ops dashboard, girl, that thing never works.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the one with the three blue things all the time?
Yes.
So you might want to notate the /apps/map series, because I can't remember what I pushed to get there, but I get there sometimes. That's why I got it bookmarked now. Because that one does work. I don't know if that's a Department of Health IT problem on the other one or not.
Yes, ma'am. So they may have just have to update the website.
Okay. Because I cannot find that complete table I found the other day, and I did not bookmark it like an idiot. But, no, it had it listed A through Z of counties, you know, and it had all of ours in Morgan County included instead of just the hospital. You know, I guess what they're calling the spreadsheet, you know, when they add providers, they talk about a spreadsheet.
Yes, ma'am.
Where they're listed out like that. And I can't find that complete one I found day before yesterday. Like I said, don't ask me how I found it, because I didn't bookmark it. But I did bookmark this thing, because this thing's very helpful. But that one that won't load for you, trust me, it never loads. So if it's down, it's been down. You know what I'm saying? That link has not. Maybe that's why everybody's getting frustrated. You know what I'm saying? Just like VA got tired of me calling and begging for a vaccine, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I mean. You understand what I mean. But, so she'll just need to call the vaccine hotline, right?
Yes.
They should be able to set her up with an appointment.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the girl at the health department just keeps telling her, you know, well, call back Monday, you know. She's going to give up trying to call the health department. I said, let's just go up there. You know, we'll carry your oxygen tank. You know, because I got extra N95 I'd give her. You know, the 3M N95, I had ordered those off of eBay. I'm a nurse, by the way, when it first started, you know, in January. I thought, gotta get some mask, you know. But anyway, you have a blessed day, hon, and we'll just have faith that all this will get worked out.
You're welcome. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org. Or cdc.gov.
Okay. Thank you, hon. You have a blessed
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.